please listen carefully.
Well, hello, universe. Welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Summers McKay.
And I'm Christy Jansen, and we're part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded solutions news every day in order to change the tenor of news media, social media, and the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
7 days a week, we publish positive news stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And now, we are sharing these solutions in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, home office-worthy, TGIF-worthy, Christy has a birthday next week-worthy podcast. Today is Friday, July 31st, 2020.
Happy end of July, everybody.
I was going to say happy almost birthday month, but we'll say happy end of July 1st. Oh my goodness, July is over. And Amelia's just going to kill us because we're going to talk about the passing of time.
I also want to talk about the fact that we started off our podcast by greeting the world and now we're greeting the universe. So I like that we've expanded our audience appropriately.
Yes. We have expanded our reach and, you know, it's crazy, Christy, right? We started this podcast back in February, and it has been such an amazing journey. I think documenting the experience of running this business, of collaborating with you, of finding our voice at the Optimist Daily, and specifically in the Optimist Daily Update, has been just such an amazing journey. And I'm really, really proud of the work we've done. I'm so honored by our writers and their contribution to the work and the content on the Optimist Daily. It's just been really, really cool.
I think we should not forget to acknowledge the technologists and the marketing and all the other people who do participate and make this process hum.
Yeah. It just continues to be such an honor to work with such a cool team of people who are really committed. You know?
Also, don't forget to acknowledge our brilliant readers, our audience, the people who write to us and the people who just read us and listen to us. I appreciate them very much too.
Me too. It's just a big hug today here at the Optimist Daily. So I have a fun update. I attempted yoga this morning while the baby watched. I listened to you yesterday and all week talking about yoga poses and our little tiny article for next week about chairs and stretching. And so I decided that I was going to take 10 minutes this morning or 12 minutes this morning and do some good morning yoga. Brennan has a teddy bear that she gets to play with. And I got through 7 out of 12 minutes. So my right side is super stretched out. And as soon as we are done recording, I will get to the left side for all of my, you know, warrior one, two, et ceteras. But I would just like to thank you for encouraging me. And hopefully others have been encouraged to take a little bit better care of themselves, because it's really what it's all about, right? We need to move and be flexible, even though we sit in our chairs and work from our homes and stare out our windows. We still have to take care of ourselves. So thank you for getting me back on the self-care train, even just for 7 minutes this morning, Christy.
Hey, 7 minutes today, you know, the world tomorrow, 24 and hours then tomorrow.
And then the universe on Sunday.
Exactly.
Hey, so what got you going on the OptimistDaily.com today?
Well, the story that I just really wanted to highlight is the headline, 41 U.S. states show emission cuts and GDP growth can go hand in hand. And this is in the environment section on the Optimist Daily. And the reason I thought this was a really fantastic story highlighting the solution that goes against the common wisdom or the common talking points, which I think are fed by the powers that be, that economic prosperity and environmental preservation are mutually exclusive. So if we want to actually move to the green future and update our power systems away from the carbon economy, move towards a post-carbon economy, we'll have to give something up. We'll have to live more frugal lives. We just can't have this consumptive world that we live in. And, you know, to some extent that's true, but it's not necessarily a bad thing. And in fact, moving off of the carbon economy and reducing emissions in dramatic ways can actually lead to real economic growth. Not that GDP is the thing we should be focused on. I also think we should get beyond thinking about GDP as the main measure of what is progress. But in the meantime, what this study has come out, this is a study by the World Resources Institute. It has shown that since 2005, 41 states and Washington, D.C. that have increased their GDP while reducing their carbon emissions. So there's this divorce of GDP growth and emissions growth. It shows that it is possible. And in fact, it's probably more likely that you have an economically viable and sustainable future by moving to a post-carbon economy. And I think this is really important to acknowledge. The reductions in carbon dioxide are primarily due to shifting away from oil and gas to renewable energy sources, and also the implementation of stricter vehicle emission standards. That's the other argument that we're hearing refreshed right now, that strong CAFE standards, strong car emission standards actually will suppress the ability for people to buy cars and for car manufacturers to make money. This is the war. And in fact, that is not proven out in the long run.
Well, and what's so important about this story and this line of dialogue is that it runs counter to the media intelligence, the media story, the things that we are served regularly. We were talking earlier today that I wish I had $1 million marketing budget, because if I did, I could just be as powerful and impactful. And I use the word insidious, but as some of the online trolls or other stakeholder marketers that are out there telling stories and selling content as if they're true. And I'm really, really grateful to have science, data, math, and economics behind the reality that do good as goes does do well. And I don't know how we get this story out there further. I don't know how we share it with more people. But if you are reading The Optimist Daily and you want to be an advocate for change, please forward this story to as many people as you can. Please share it on social media, because let's get this dialogue, the real one, that GDP growth and emissions reductions can happen concurrently. In fact, this is real.
And in fact, I think that the technological advances that are connected with this that have allowed us to disband the idea that environmental action has to come at the expense of economic growth, it leads to even more expansion of growth in terms of prosperity. And if you look at it, every time that the human species has evolved from one type of primary energy source to the next kind, the prosperity that follows is tremendous. And we don't even know where it can go at this point.
Yeah.
You look at the transition from burning wood to burning coal. Now, of course, that is complicated because it led to many environmental problems that were unforeseen at the moment.
But it also led to advances in technology.
Exactly. Yeah, it unleashed a whole new era. Then we found oil, and then that unleashed a whole new era of prosperity, which lifted millions and millions of people out of abject poverty. Now we have the opportunity to move to the next phase of our power resources, and using renewable and sustainable and greener, cleaner energy sources, we can lift a whole nother group of people out of abject poverty. And if we think about things beyond GDP and think about actual well-being, maybe lift even more of this world out of misery.
That's my utopian, greener, cleaner, prosperous future that I want to see happen in the world. We'll call it in. But I think what you're also saying, and what people can also hear, is that, you know, there are some parts of our history, there are some parts of where we have come from that are things that we should not celebrate, things that we should not perpetuate. But there's also a trend line, a progress for change, an acknowledgement that we as human beings, we as a society, are in a constant state of evolution. So if we look back at our history and we aren't proud of things in our past, that doesn't mean we're beholden to that. That doesn't mean we're anchored by it. It means that we can learn from it and continue to grow. Evolution is literally required. And so the evolution of our energy systems is required. So get on the bus, guys. Get on the electric vehicle bus. We're going to change. We're going to evolve. And the world is going to eventually be a greener, healthier place. Speaking of greener, healthier places advanced by technology, should we talk about our next story?
Yes. What was the story that you wanted to highlight today, Summers?
All right. This one marries my favorite things together: gardening, tech, and global citizenship. So the headline reads, "Why Digital Agriculture Investments Are Critical in Africa." Now, Africa really had a small percentage of the world's COVID-19 cases, only 3%. However, the continent is going to feel economic impacts of the pandemic in a more heavy way than other areas of more developed or more sustainable systems. So investment in digital resources, especially in the agricultural sector, will be key for Africa's recovery from the pandemic. Basically, tech resources have proved vitally important in the past, allowing the World Health Organization to offer widespread distribution of health information, virus protection measures, depending on an infrastructure of 11 countries and everybody from traditional healers to village chiefs to help identify ways to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Now, the UN is predicting that a hunger pandemic will be the next challenge to face the continent as the economic struggles and climate change implications ravage Africa. Part of this comes from the direction that the world is going to be focused on healing their local countries, their local communities from the economic impacts of COVID-19. The second part of this comes from the natural cycle of drought that occurs in the African agricultural sector. So what this story goes into is how different technological anticipatory predictive systems can allow for agriculture planning and storage to prevent a hunger pandemic. There is an organization called the Enhancing National Climate Services, ENACS, which basically makes satellite data available to African governments so that farmers can now understand climate decisions based on predictive technology. What I love about this is that we are recognizing what Christy and I focus on at The Optimist Daily as upstream thinking, where instead of being in a constant state of helping someone once they've reached a negative low, preventing that negative low from happening. So preventing pandemic, preventing hunger, and allowing organizations and countries and communities themselves to begin to prevent those valleys. I think tech is a great way to do it. I think putting the solution thinking on, you know, how do we prevent the worst that can happen for a community to the best of our ability.
And having that big data, having that big knowledge, it offers some real-time solutions for planning optimally the harvesting and the distribution of those agricultural goods. It's so that in the yearly cycles of the dry season and the wet season, when there are times of plenty and there's times of not plenty, and interaction, planning ahead and knowing that there is that, but giving enough resources and getting enough ahead of the game so you don't have to always be in that reactive panic mode of trying to save a starving child because you've got resources banked, which can be deployed at the right time, at the right need, is super important.
Yeah. Well, and you know, we have a lot of solutions like this on The Optimist Daily. I think the headlines today, they cover a broad range. It was a really fun read this morning on The Optimist Daily. We had a Thought Leader series article about Workforce Reimagined with Lynn Oldham that's talking about employing previously incarcerated people. She is the chief people officer at Zoom. So everybody, zoom on over and read that one. Sorry, terrible pun. Lifestyle changes can delay or prevent 40% of dementia cases. Good old New Zealand. We're so Jacinda Ardern fans here. New Zealand passes a historic bill to ensure pay equity between men and women. What else do we have?
Scientists have found a mix of old tires and construction waste to make sustainable roads. And there's some new innovations that allow solar cells to harness more life and make them more efficient, which also brings them into more parity with other kinds of energy sources like fossil fuel sources. There's a list of some great foods, adding 4 foods to your diet to reduce bloating. There's a story about how some divers have recovered a man's lost prosthetic leg from the ocean floor. That's kind of a nice story. And finally, our headline, our lead story today, is that after 250 years, the Esalen tribe
has reclaimed their homelands. And this is a story in
Northern
California. So that's a really nice celebration of an indigenous tribe who has now gotten back to owning the land that they were, that was stolen from them. So those are all of our stories today. And we at the Optimist Daily are thanking everyone for listening today to the Optimist Daily Update. As always, we promise to continue to share positive, solution-based stories with ideas on how you can participate in this changing world to ensure that it's changed for the good. We promise to cover current events with accuracy, legitimate sources, and continue to offer you the information needed most to chart new paths for all of us.
Hey guys, so we're going to take a break next week. Amelia's on vacation. Christy's going to take some time for her birthday. I'm going to be hard at work, but just not recording at the crack of dawn. And what I would challenge you guys to think about over this next week while we take some time away is when you look at social media, when you look at headlines, when you look at anything, if you find yourself inflamed, if you find yourself angry or triggered by either, you know, the negativity of an article, take a step back, take a breath, realize that's probably intentional, but it is not solution thinking. And we want you guys to spend your time in a positive solution-changing consciousness mindset. That's what we offer at the Optimist Daily. Please help us find more ways to share it, spread it, offer it to other people. If you have a good article that you like on the Optimist Daily, tell us that you like it. Just shoot us an email. Send us an email at editorial@optimistdaily.com. And while we're away, consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com for $5 a month, supporting reader-funded independent journalism. Everybody, let's keep the Optimist Daily free to all who need it, supported by those who can. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week. And Christy, happy almost birthday to you. Happy almost birthday, dear Christy. I sang to you even though you didn't want me to.
Okay, thank you. That's enough. Bye, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.